outside the Emirates Stadium now, not such a nice backdrop, but a better for wind. And we have a lovely another guest. Can you just start by, telling us who you are and what you do.
I am Amir Haq. I'm the director of the Havas Media Lab. We are a think tank that kind of studies what is going to happen next.
Now, your speech was absolutely incredible, inspiring. You were about almost how about Obama has been the catalyst for companies and organisations to change their model and change the way they interact. Mm-hmm. Can you sort of expand on that?
Yeah, I think the point of my speech was really simple. It's that we have a very small number of truly 21st century organisations in the world today. And maybe the best example is the campaign that Obama ran. He hasn't done the same thing inside the government yet, but the way that he organized and ran the campaign was very, very 21st century, right? He organized it according to a new set of rules, which is kind of what I was talking about inside. And I think there's a lot that we can learn from that.
And you were saying how sort of ideals facilitate change.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I mean, the focus of everything I've been talking about for the last 6 months has been ideals. And I think the reason for that is really simple. You know, we had these giant organizations that ran our lives and ran the way we worked in the 20th century, and ideals were not really a part of what they did. They were very much about doing small things, right? And I gave the example upstairs of, you know, a company of 20,000 people that gives me a razor with an extra blade on it every year. You know, ideals make us strive to do big things. And this was one of Obama's big points. He said, we won't compromise. We won't accept these trade-offs between big things and small things anymore. We have to get the big things right to create a world that we want to live in.
And so we're slowly seeing a change between 20th century business and 21st century business. Yeah. What is going to be the biggest difference? And how long is it going to take to implement? Because if we you're saying ideals and ideas. Yep. If we're just seeing ideas at the moment, how long is it going to be before we see a difference in the way we do business?
I think I call this thing, you know, a revolution. And I think that this revolution is already starting to happen. And I think it's happening in places that we don't often look. So, you know, the obvious example is kind of Google democratizing information and doing all of these radical things with information. But, you know, if we look at across the economy, Walmart, it's the most unlikely candidate, is trying to, you know, make its entire supply chain radically sustainable. You know, Nike is trying to do much the same thing for shoes. You know, Obama is trying to do the same kind of thing for politics. So I think the change is very real, and the change is happening. And in some cases, the people that are doing it are so obvious that it's hard for us to see that they are the people that are doing it. But when they get it right, the results are spectacular. And if you think about what Obama did, you know, the ending theme of my talk was there's nothing more asymmetrical than an ideal. What that means is ideals upset things, right? So Obama upset something. He beat Hillary and then John McCain. He came from nowhere. He was a freshman senator. This is asymmetrical, right? It's a small thing that turned into a big thing. I think that's what 21st century organizations can do that's different. And I think that the number of people that are doing it is growing. But I think we have to do a better job of looking at who's really doing these things.
Very inspiring. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I hope that was helpful. So.